Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Himani Chandana, assistant editor at the Print. And today, I bring to you my story on why is Bharat Biotech's Covaxin among most expensive in the world. At a press conference last August, Dr. Krishna Ella, the managing director of Hyderabad-based vaccine manufacturer Bharat Biotech, pointed at a bottle of water in front of him and said, "This water bottle costs 5 times more than our vaccine." Today, however, Covaxin will cost you around ₹1410 at a private facility, which is nearly double the price of Covishield, which is sold at ₹780 per dose. Russia's Sputnik V will cost you ₹1145 per dose in India. Covaxin is sold to private hospitals at ₹1200, Covishield at ₹600 and Sputnik V at ₹948. The government has set ₹1410 as the price ceiling for Covaxin, which means consumers can't be charged more than this. The price ceiling for Covishield and Sputnik V is ₹780 and ₹1145 respectively. While Covaxin uses one of the commonly used methods for vaccine manufacturing, which is the inactivated virus platform, it is the third most expensive vaccine globally after the shot by China's Sinopharm and the one by America's Pfizer. Experts are divided on whether Bharat Biotech is profiteering or is charging a higher price because it has been unable to recover the cost of its investments. Vaccine and health experts believe the company is charging obscenely high prices despite having been helped by the government in all possible ways. Whereas business analysts say the firm has probably incurred high manufacturing costs and is trying to recover its investments. Vaccine experts estimated the actual cost of the vaccine to be anywhere between ₹60 to ₹100 per dose. With the enormous volumes of sales, they said Bharat Biotech would possibly be earning decent profits even at the cost of ₹150 per dose, which is what the company is charging under government contracts. According to the vaccine experts, the process to manufacture a vaccine based on the inactivated virus method is not complex and not expensive, though it is tedious and time-consuming. According to K.V. Balasubramaniam, a vaccine expert and former managing director of government-run vaccine-making company Indian Immunologicals Limited, while the cost of manufacturing of an inactivated vaccine such as Covaxin will be more than that of live vector vaccines such as Covishield, it should not be more than ₹40 per dose. He estimated the cost of a single dose of Covishield to be approximately ₹17. Dr. N.K. Ganguly, former Director General of Indian Council of Medical Research, told the Print that the cost of Covaxin should be equal to that of the company's rotavirus vaccine, which is priced at less than ₹100 per dose. He said that the inactivated virus manufacturing processes are manpower intensive but require no specialized technology. Its production is slow and cannot be ramped up immediately as it involves a process of fermentation which is time consuming. While Ganguly refrained from commenting directly on Covaxin's price, he said its price should be the same as the rotavirus vaccine manufactured by Bharat Biotech. The manufacturing process of the rotavirus vaccine, he said, is in fact more complex than that of the COVID vaccine. Then what could have made Covaxin expensive? The cost of vaccines is influenced by several factors. The first among these is the technology used to develop the vaccine. In Covaxin's case, the technology is fairly well known. Experts pointed that the company repurposed its rabies vaccine units for manufacturing COVID vaccines. Secondly, while a sizable part of the investments usually goes into research and development, followed by clinical trials, in this case, the cost of clinical trials was not high and was incurred by the ICMR. Thirdly, with huge volumes purchased by the government, economies of scale kicks in as vaccine makers have high fixed cost components. As the denominator, which is the volume of production, goes up, the cost of vaccines will start coming down. The vaccine expert added that the cost also depends on the packaging of doses. Covaxin comes in a set of 20 doses per vial, whereas Serum's Covishield is manufactured as 10 doses per vial. As the number of doses in a vial increases, cost goes down. Experts said that zero marketing spends and early approvals given to the company are additional benefits enjoyed by Covaxin. Also, the distribution cost for the vaccine is low. The company is dropping the vaccines to the state government warehouses. The government takes care of all other distribution costs. Experts highlighted that the company also had the advantage of getting approval for restricted emergency use in India much ahead of time. The company was allowed to sell Covaxin in the Indian market several months in advance since the government gave it accelerated approvals even before the submission of required efficacy data. Hence, question arises is whether Bharat Biotech is profiteering. Experts are divided on the subject. Vaccine and public health experts believe that the company is earning high profit margins, whereas business analysts believe it might have incurred high capital expenditure that has not yet been recovered. Two analysts specializing in healthcare and pharma and working at two different foreign consultancies noted that Bharat Biotech would know that this is not the right time for profiteering and it could damage their reputation. They pointed that the company might be incurring high cost of production, investments in updating and setting biosafety level 3 and 4 facilities which are needed when manufacturing involves live virus. They said overall their capital expenditure could be high and they could be trying to recover that. That's all I have for you right now. This is Himani Chandana, assistant editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen in to our significant news report of the day and our reporters' informed analysis of it.